Stop 9, the Eureka Consolidated Battery. This is where the quartz rock was crushed to get the gold. The rock was carried over from the end of the tramcar line, and this in front of you is the remains of the machine that crushed it. It's called a battery because that's what it did. It battered. And this is the sound of the battery, recorded in 2007 at the Central Debra Mine in Bendigo. I'll describe the battery itself in a moment, but first, it was driven by steam. See those two lines of parallel rocks on the higher ground? Well, imagine those walls armpit high and clear out the rocks in the middle. That's where the steel boiler sat between those walls, like a long water tank. The firebox was at this end. They'd light the fire, crank up the steam, which escaped via a pipe, straight into the steam engine below and to the right of the boiler. That engine, chuffing away like a train, manipulated a system of pulleys and straps that operated the stampers, heavy iron hammers, the height of two men, all stamping up and down, crushing the quartz to dust. It was violent and effective. Here at Eureka Consolidated, there were 12 stampers. This soundtrack is only 4, so for those working and living nearby, never mind the tinnitus, this battery went 24 hours a day. But they accepted it, for they were here for one thing, gold, and there was no such thing as occupational health and safety or insurance. This was called a Cornish stamping battery because it was brought here by Cornish miners. And when the quartz and the gold were smashed to dust, they passed the dust over small wells of mercury, that silver liquid in a thermometer. It's a poison, and there's only one thing heavier than mercury, gold, of course. So the gold sank to the bottom. Then the mercury was vaporized, leaving the gold. Now, to go back to the boiler between the stone walls, it had to have a chimney. And so the chimney was also Cornish, which meant that it ran along the ground. You can see the remains of a tunnel of rocks that ran from the firebox end of the boiler across the ground in front of you and away down to your right. If you head off down that way, you'll see this along the ground chimney led to a conventional upright chimney about 10 metres down the track. That chimney has fallen over, but the bricks lying beside the track ahead of you, that's the chimney lying just where it fell. Can someone shut that thing up? And the only time the battery stopped was on Sundays, when all mining ceased. We're now at the place where the short tour ends, so for those who are returning, I hope you enjoyed the tour. It's the same way back to the car park, and if you go to track 21, there's some music to walk with and something to visit right at the end. So thanks for taking the Eureka Pod Tour and have a good walk back. Bye. And if you're in for the full circle, we're going, amongst other things, to the relics of the miners who returned in the depressions of the 1890s and the 1930s, and to a brilliant example of one of these along-the-ground Cornish chimneys. But first, this battery produced thousands and thousands of tons of dust, or residue, called the tailings. So where did all the tailings go? Well, that's our next stop. It's stop 10, about 50 metres down and around the bend.